I've got a very easy job this evening. You've done a lot of work so far. So can I first of all welcome you all to NCAD. I know most of you have been here all afternoon actually in the seminar, which I was only able to go in and out of it, but it seemed like a tremendous event. I know some other people have arrived now. So welcome everybody to this book launch. I want to first of all congratulate Fiona on the whole initiative of producing the book, not just on her practice over many years, but this particular initiative in producing the book. It's a very handsome publication, and I think the designers have to be congratulated as well. I was just saying it's very user-friendly to use. Now, I haven't been able to read it yet because I only got my copy earlier today, but I did notice a footnote and a reference to Grant Kessner and Claire Bishop, who've been engaged in ding-dong battles about socially engaged practice for a number of years as well. But they seem to agree that there is an inadequate discourse around this area of work, and I think that is true. I think the level of discourse is unrecognisable to several years ago, and it is being put in place, but it is still a sort of inadequate discourse that's in place for this, for socially engaged practice, for whatever we want to, whatever terminology we want to use for it. So a publication like this is really very important because of what it represents, and it represents adding to the discourse. It embodies adding a huge amount to the discourse, and it's something that NCAD, as a publicly funded institution in the education system in Ireland, should also aspire to in terms of adding to the discourse in support of this whole area of practice. But in my view, change only happens when the discourse is then transferred from the art space, from the education space, from the community development space, into the political space. And it's only when that transfer happens, it seems to me, that actual change takes place. And it seems to me that in this period, this is the task that we all face in this era. And for the bits of the seminar that I was in, I could hear people talking about the need for that to happen, that there needs to be that transfer into the level of policy making and into the situations where policy is made and resources are distributed and validation takes place. But before you do that, you have to build the discourse. And that's what this book is about. It's what Fiona's practice is about. It's what many of the people in this room, in terms of their work, are about as well. And I think the energy in the discussion this afternoon, I think, articulates very fully the quality of the discourse that's in place. But the task now, it seems to me, as well as adding to the discourse, is to work to transfer it to the political space. The easy bit that I've got to do now is introduce somebody who has also been adding to that discourse over many years and making a significant contribution to this space that we're in, and that is Martin Drury, who's Head of Strategic Development at the Arts Council, who's going to speak. Martin.